ring, then. I believe that's our ring.
I believe it was, too. That was three longs, I believe.
Well, that's our ring.
Well, good.
I'll get it.
All right.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
That's the reason I was late getting down. I stopped to send that letter into the correspondence school.
Well, Aunt Orton took you that long, Long.
Well, I had to decide which course I wanted to take.
Which one did you pick out?
Well, I never picked out none. I just wrote and thanked them for winning the scholarship, and I was just going to leave it up to them which one to send me.
You don't care what you are, huh?
Well, yeah, I care what I am, but they all sound so good. Corporations executive, architect.
Yeah, now there's what I'd love to be, one of them archery techs. I'd just love to shoot a bow and arrow.
Civil engineer, detective, and I don't know what all.
There's something else I'd like to be, a detective. I used to have a book on that once.
Yeah, it's interesting, all right.
I never done too good with it.
I can't wait to see what they decide for me to be.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, that thing come a while ago.
What thing?
That contraption you bought in the county seat yesterday.
Oh, you mean the adding machine?
Yeah. Back there sitting on the counter.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Did you try it?
No. Mailman brung it, and I told him to set it down back there as far from me as it could get.
Didn't you even look at it?
Oh, I glanced at it a couple of times, yes.
What's the matter, Abner? Are you mad because I bought that adding machine?
No, I ain't mad. I just don't like it.
Well, how do you know you don't like it? You ain't even examined it.
You told me yesterday all about how it can add.
Come here, let me show it to you.
I don't want to see it. Look at it sitting back there. Thinks it can out-add anybody.
Wait a minute. You ain't jealous of that adding machine, are you?
No, I ain't jealous of it. I just don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Well, I bought it for us to use in the store here.
Well, you just go right ahead and use it. I told you, I ain't having a thing to do with it. I've been adding up grocery orders here for years and years. Gets to where I've got to go to a little black box like that thing sitting there to tell me the right answers. I'll just take out and quit the store business.
No, you've got the wrong altitude about this, Abner. You act like this adding machine's criticizing the way you add up figures.
Well, if I've been adding them right, we don't need it. And if I ain't, I don't want a dad-blame little contraption like that to be telling me about it.
But we might be making some mistakes in here that's costing us a lot of money. This machine don't make mistakes. It's always right.
Well, if you think so dad blame much of it, why don't you take it in as a partner then? I'll quit, and you all can just buy me out.
Now, wait a minute. I know the minute I come in here, you's mad about something.
Lom, I ain't mad. I just don't like to be left alone in here at that thing. Just gives me the creeps.
Why, that don't affect me that way. Second hand used to be in the bank there at the county seat.
Can them things add money, too?
They add anything.
Well, if it's that bad blame good, what'd the bank get shut of it for?
Well, it's still working all right. I guess they just traded in on a new one.
Huh. Well, I might make a mistake once in a while, but that's one thing I can say for me. I ain't had to be traded in for no new one.
Well, what do you keep turning your head for? You won't even look at it. This'll look nice here in the store. Here, turn around.
I see it. Sitting there at them little white and red keys. Thinks it's the fancy. Just trying to look like a typewriter. That's all it's trying to do.
Oh, swan to goodness. Let me show you how it works. Now, you'll think a heap more of it.
No, I won't either. When I don't like something, I don't like it. Like Squire Skim. I never liked him the first time I seen him, and I don't like him yet.
This is different from somebody, though, Abner. Call out a couple of numbers, and I'll show you how it adds them up.
I don't need that thing to show me how to add nothing up.
Well, take, for instance, 15. 15 is, press total key, and the answer is...
30.
Here you are, 30.
I done said it. Beat it a mile. Huh? Pretty slow, ain't it?
Try another in here. 6, 10, 4, 2, now let's see what we got.
22.
There you are, 22.
I'd hate to be that slow.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Out to the front of the store and sit down. When that thing makes a mistake, let me know and I'll straighten it out.
Wait a minute. Come back here. If you think you're so smart with them figures, I'll really show you how this thing can add. Are you ready?
Sure. Give them out. I'm ready if it is.
All right, 467, 493, 528, 312, 745. Now we'll total it. What did you get? What's the answer?
I couldn't hear you very good, Lump. What does it say?
The answer is 2,945.
Let me see that slip. Hand me that pencil there.
No use to add it up. It's right, and I'll tell you that right now. I don't know how it does it, but I never have catched it making a mistake.
7, 3 is 10, 5 is 15, 8 is 23, 4 is 27, 2 to carry makes 29. 2,945. Hot dog is where right, Mom.
Well, yeah, but it had the answer long ago.
Yeah, but it's got to put all them figures down on paper. I was trying to do it in my head. Quick as I seen them on paper, I could add them up, too.
All right, now you take a pencil and sit down on a piece of paper at the same time I put them down with this machine. I'll bet you I'll get the right answer before you do.
I ain't got time to play games with no machine. I'm too busy.
Busy doing what? What have you got to do?
Well, I got to straighten up the shelves here, for one thing.
All right, just get started, then. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Well, now, wait a minute. I never meant wait a minute. Here comes a customer. I can't do it right now, Long.
Well, that's just Cedric Weehunt coming up out there.
Well, he's a customer. He's got money. Got a lot of money in the bank.
All right, go wait on him. But I'll bet you he don't want to buy nothing.
I'll talk him into buying something. Come in, Cedric. What can we do for you today?
Howdy, fellas. Yeah, I just want to buy a lead pencil.
Well, good for you. I knowed you was a customer, Cedric. Did you hear that, Long?
Yeah, I heard it. Get him to buy two things, and I'll add it up here.
You want a nickel pencil, Cedric?
No, Mom. As much work as I got to do, I'd better have five of them penny ones, I reckon.
All right. Five penny pencils.
Just a minute, and I'll tell you what that comes to.
I know what it comes to. How come you got so much work to do, Cedric?
Well, I'm going back to school.
Ain't you been back to school since the Christmas vacate?
No, Mom. You see, them desks is a little for me. I can't get my knees up under them good. I've been sitting in a chair over there for 2 or 3 years now.
Well, I do know. Well, how come you decide to start back now, Cedric?
Whoa, ain't you saw the new school teacher?
Huh?
See, Miss Bradbury's got the fluenzies or something, and this new teacher's taking her place for a while.
Oh.
Five, Abner.
Huh?
Them pencils comes to 5 cents.
I know that. One that Lum thinks that machine is the smartest thing he ever seen.
Well, what kind of a machine is it?
Adding machine.
A machine that does adding?
It claims it does.
Well, that's what I wanted these pencils for, to add up some figures the new teacher gave me. Reckon that machine could add them up for me?
Sure. Tickle Lum to death to find some use for it.
Yeah, give them here, Cedric. I'll get the answer for you.
Well, these is pretty big amounts, Mr. Lum.
And don't make no difference how big they are. This machine will add them. Call them out.
Yeah, call them out, Cedric.
Well, let's see here. 381-0.
381-0.
4927.
4927.
5985.
5985.
And that's all.
All right, sir. And there's your answer. 14,722.
Swan, I don't see how it does it.
Are you sure that's the right answer, Mr. Lum?
Yes, sir. I'll guarantee it, Cedric. 14,722.
Well, then I'll put 15,806 down here then.
Well, wait a minute. That's the wrong answer, Cedric.
Yeah, I know it. See, that's the reason I wanted to be sure what the right answer was, so as I could give that new teacher the wrong answer.
You never will pass your grades that way, Cedric.
Well, of course not, but if I give her the wrong answer, she keeps me in after school. Boy, is she pretty.